Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Thursday, the 26th of May. Here's our weather wisdom for today. And we've got mostly sunny skies going on. Temperatures will be into the lower 70s. Well, it's not mostly sunny right now, but it is clear. I can see that as I look out the window. It's cool. I actually have a window open in my office, and I just closed it. It's probably about 48, 49 degrees right outside and cool and inside the house. But it's going to be nice this afternoon. Wind's a little gusty around the area, but not terribly windy, but you'll notice it. And then tonight, not as cool. Humidity levels come up. We're down upper 50s to near 60. So the dew points are going up and they're going to remain high for tomorrow. You'll notice the humidity in the air. We've got a lot of clouds. I think any showers that occur, and it's unlikely you're going to see one, will be 75 to 80, would be in the afternoon. A couple of showers around Friday night. And when I say a couple of showers, some of us may miss them. So areas west of 495 up towards northern New England, you have a good chance of showers. But the drought areas, yeah, I use the word. We're in a drought, folks. And I'll tell you why in a second. But areas of the drought, which is around greater Boston, will probably see very little, if any, rain. Temperatures will be in the 60s. And then Saturday, if there are a couple of showers, they would occur during the first part of the afternoon, or up until first part of the afternoon. It remains a little muggy, temperatures in the 70s. And then a front comes through here. We are back into the upper 50s to near 60 Saturday night. And right now, Sunday and Monday, Monday's Memorial Day, look great. If you like sunny, dry weather, temperatures in the upper 70s. So it's beautiful for Sunday, a nice day, light winds. And Monday, yeah, you could go to the beach into the 80s. It'll be cooler at the coast, but not a lot cooler. We're not going to see an easterly wind. So why did I mention drought? Well, different types of drought, folks. You've got hydrological drought, meteorological drought, agricultural drought. And, you know, looking at soil moisture, we are at some of the lowest levels that we've ever seen this time of the year. So to me, that's a drought. We haven't had rain. It's, you know, top 10 dry spring. It's the fifth driest between April 20th. And why do I pick April 20th? If you go before that, there was a tiny bit of rain. And also that's about when the leaves started coming out. That's about when things are starting to grow. So April 20th and today, we're at the fifth driest on record, and records go back to 1872. It hasn't been this dry since the 1960s during this time of the year. So, you know, I don't know what else is a drought if this isn't a drought. And I can see a scenario where these upcoming showers here, Friday night and Saturday, miss Greater Boston Metro West. And I know some of you listening probably are disappointed, as am I. I'm still going to try to enjoy the weather. My mindset is that I can't do anything about it. I can only notice it. I can't push a button to make it rain. So I can irrigate, I can water, I can deal with it. But it is difficult for those of us that are in the gardening community to continue to have to kind of maintain things. And you're going to start to see some problems here. If we get some heat here next week, we will start to see, you know, plants beginning to droop. You'll start to lose perennials that aren't fully watered if they're newly planted perennials, and, you know, the beat goes on. So hopefully this changes. I just don't see it changing anytime soon. Have a great morning.